Blog Talk Radio.
To another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any question about the lesson, call us at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone lines will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over there, just contact us at the email address at godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's GODSWRD2MAN@gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we give unto you. Praise be to God. So praise the Lord. Today is Friday. For those of you that follow us on Blog Talk Radio, hey, you know what this means, heart to heart, with Brother Lee and the Handmaidens, and I will be joining them. And we thank God for another blessed day and opportunity to present the Word of God again with you, to you. And I, as we await for my brother, Brother Eddie Lee, to head this off, I want to take this opportunity once again to thank God for all of you who have been listening to the broadcast, especially with us. Lord say the same, next month will be 4 years. So during these 4 years, I thank God for all of you that have been listening. Once again, no matter what country you're listening in. Amen. So glory be to God. So we thank God for another blessed opportunity given us in Christ Jesus. Glory be to God. I want to continue to reiterate and say that I've said quite a few times that personally make sure you have that connection with God through prayer and His Word. Because we're about to face some things that are about to come up. And you're going to have to know Him on a personal level. You're not going to be able to wait for other people to do it for you, like you, many of us have already done. We have shown our dependency on people instead of establishing a personal relationship with the Lord ourselves. Well, you're going to find out where they're going to come to hurt you during the things that is about to rise. This is why I encourage many of you, once again, this not cause you to rebel against your pastor. He has a job to do in the Lord and teaching you the Word, but you also, on a personal level, have to get in that Word yourself. And not just reading, because we must understand studying is not just reading. It takes reading to be involved with studying, but it's not just reading. Now, I'm going to pass my brother on here. God bless, brother.
Shalom, shalom. The blessing is the Most High. Be upon you, my brother. Yes.
God bless you. Amen.
Well, it's good to be again on the top side of the earth to share, to speak, to testify, to be made glad by the wonderful and great things the Lord has and is doing upon the earth, and the coming of our Lord Jesus, preparing a bride for Him and a people that is coming. So we are grateful to be a part of this last generation, and we're living in a time of the greatest time, the most marvelous time for His people in this generation, where He will show Himself to be mighty, strong, and counteract against the enemy, all that the enemy is doing. And so we're grateful that Jesus is about to make bare His arm through the gospel and the operation of faith in His people. So thank God for another day. We're grateful that we're still here, brother, so we rejoice.
Amen. Definitely agree with you, brother, on that. And things that the Lord is doing and that things that he is allowing is day and time. And I just encourage all to establish that personal connection for themselves with the Lord Jesus.
Yes, it's the time that the preparation for us to really, really press in and get close to the Lord Jesus and just get under his wings as close as we can. He invited us to come closer. And we say today, so we acknowledge Jesus and the Holy Spirit and the gospel and the saints everywhere on this glorious, wonderful time that we have been given to reach out and reach out and reach out to the people every place on this earth who have an ear to hear this good news about hope, the very eternal and now hope that we have through Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach. And to give you some good news is that God's got better things for you and greater things. And we acknowledge Jesus as we pray that his inspiration, his light and the truth will shine forth as we share with you some good and wonderful things about the Lord's doing. Amen. Handmaiden night. You know, we hopefully that you had some leftover turkey, goose, duck, chitlins, squirrels, rabbits, possums, all of that.
Well, you can cross out two of them on that list, brother, that you mentioned. You can cross out the chitlins and the possums. We just throw them away. But the other stuff, okay. But that chitlin possum, brother, stuff will make me want to leave the country. But now, brother, actually, you know, had some beans, got some greens going. It's not, you know, sometimes you can eat, you know, it's a tradition a lot to fix the dressing and all that stuff. But sometimes you can eat it so that you just being ate out on it, you know. And
I'm not too much personally in a lot of years too given to traditions. I just eat what I feel like wanting, what I want that day. I don't have to buy no turkey. I don't have to buy no possum. I just eat and take whatever I enjoy, what I want to eat. So I'm not so much on that day everybody got to buy a turkey, buy a squirrel or something. I just eat what my taste call for, you know, and be glad in the Lord and be grateful.
Amen. Amen. Most definitely.
But,
you know,
but
I know
we,
if you have, I was thinking about a particular where he's, where they're a known church and he's passed over, you know, he's been in the news the past week or two. Name is, I think, Carl Lentz. I don't know if you heard of him. You heard of the church called Hillsong, right?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, he's pastor of Hillsong, I think, here in America, in New York, I think. And,
okay.
He just been unveiled for having an adulterous affair. They had fired him. You know, we're using words like firing when it's dealing with the church now. And so they fired him for having that adulterous affair on his wife. And when they asked him who the woman was, he wouldn't give up the woman name, you know. But it's amazing that the woman decided to come out. Kind of amazing, ain't it? But anyhow, he wouldn't give up, but she decides to come on out herself. and tell about their, kind of give a little details about their, quote, romance. And, you know, we need to keep him in prayer.
Yes, let's do that for anyone that's falling into a trap. The Bible gives us that the believers should be full of compassion and sorrow and regret, but to restore such a one. And I think that we missed the opportunity that Jesus was always ready to show compassion to restore such a one, considering yourself. Because as we live in this flesh, as Samson and King David and many of the people found out that your subject is possible for people if they don't be watchful and careful to fall into that snare. So, Lord, we pray for our brothers that fall into that snare, that the enemy's plan be counsel, and that you will help him to recover himself, restore himself, forgive him, Lord, and bring him back again like you have done to many people in Scripture and in the olden days. So now, Lord Jesus, let your mercy and grace be grace upon him, bring him back, restore him, and put him back again on the journey. In Jesus' name, this is our prayer,
yes,
my
Father.
Faith.
In the name of Jesus, we pray. Father, we pray also, Lord, that he has a true repentant heart. I pray that, and we know the importance of being, as you have told us in your word, truly repentant. I pray that his heart truly repented for the act that was done. In the name of Jesus, I pray for his wife, Lord God, that you will heal any wounds from this situation. In the name of Jesus, I pray for the young woman that he had the affair with. I pray that her eyes will be open. I pray that she would accept you as Lord, and that she would see the deep severity of the situation. And Lord God, we give you glory and honor and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. You know, those things have happened, and we have to be very prayerful, close to the Lord, because the enemy lays snares for us constantly to overthrow the people that's in leadership. But the Lord can reverse that and let the devil, you know, we have the Lord, the light to reverse things against the enemy when the devil uses stuff to be a stumbling block because some people, a man or a woman fall prey to a weakness and at a moment of weakness be overtaken with temptation. So we have to lift one another and to help one to recover and be restored and delivered as they turn back to God, just like King David did.
You know, that's the other thing too, brother. And I don't say this to be negative or, you know, jump on them, because like what you said is true. I that's why in my prayer, I pray that his heart truly repent of, because the details that was revealed seem like it was purposely to cover. You know, what I mean is like this. It brings me an example to Bishop Eddie Long. And I love Bishop Long. You know, he was a brother in Christ. But you know that at the end, that was some things that about that situation he would not admit and fully repent. And the thing about that situation now is that, you know, God, and there's no doubt in my mind that God, with this man here, you know, as well with all of us at some point, was dealing with you about what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I
yeah.
say that, you know, the heart be true to repentance, because what she told, the way they met and how, you know, he really tried to cover all his tracks when he was doing it, but it still came out to his wife. She still got the, you know, she still got
well,
the, if I'm not mistaken, she got the message, because he, you know, he tried to hide it. So,
well, either way, we hope you have a broken heart and a contrite spirit. And
amen.
The Lord's way of dealing with that, if people recognize and have a deep regret and turn from it, he brings them again and restores them. They'll suffer some things, of course, but the Lord is willing to recover and restore people when they come broken. Now, the church in some areas are not willing to forgive so quickly, but when that time comes or they have a failing or something happened in their lives where they need mercy and need compassion, you know, we look at some modern-day things that happened to Jimmy Swagger and Jim Baker and different ones along the way. And so the Lord restored them when he saw that they're, and he's willing to do that, and he's anxious to do that. But everybody in the body of Christ do not have that same spirit of compassion and kindness to seek to recover a person and restore a person if their hearts seek to turn from it. And that's the sad thing about it. When Jim Baker, they fell, and Jagger, you know, many Christians down them and jumped on them, and later on they'll find themselves in a situation where they're going to need mercy too. The Bible talks about that. Don't delight in the fall of people and use it as a moment of saying, making it possible. But you can. As long as you're in the flesh, yeah, it's possible for you to fail. Not that you have to, but it's possible. And so we should not delight or thinking. I remember, I can't go over some of the stuff that people point to finger, and they was down in Jim Baker because he fell into that trap. And Jimmy, what's his name? Brother Swagger.
Jimmy Swagger.
Yeah, and men are subject to flesh in this flesh. That's like King David was a man after God's own heart. But he got overtaken, and he got snared. And he tried to cover it up by having this man killed. He stole this man's wife, and they had an affair. The Bible called it adultery. Then he had this man killed. This woman, Bathsheba, he had his general kill and try to cover it up. And so we see the results of what happened to David. He suffered many things because of this, but he got back with God. And that's the thing, is to get people back with God as possible. Even though there's bad circumstances from that, the Bible said, take heed and seek to restore such a one, at least you can find yourself in a situation where you need the same restoration. So I'd rather show mercy. In the latter days, I used to wasn't mercy towards people, but as I go along, I understand the mercy and the compassion of the Lord, and it's not like men. There's another evil report going out against Bishop Tate. Jakes. So all these things going to be attacked. Some of them may be true. Some of them may not be true. When they found to be true, the person acknowledged them like King David did, then the Lord is willing and able and wants to recover them. So let's be praying for one another, because the joint is not over. And people, some of the greatest men have had failures. William Branham, A.A. Allen, and down the road, great men. And in biblical days, never thought that Peter would deny the Lord. Now, most people equate sin, especially sexual sins and other sins, but Peter denied the Lord three times. And people don't see that as a great, but it's one of the greatest things. He denied the Christ. He denied him, knowing him. And so let's understand these things, and let's keep holding up the people, because the joint is not over with. All right. Let's see what we got here today with the people of the Lord. Let's see what we got. And see what. Now, as we go, what we got today? Yeah, you know, people, the devil will be attacking the people at the head. He attacked Jesus all the way through his ministry. Satan's set up snares. You know they put evil reports on Jesus?
Amen.
Even to these last days, they try to make some movies that Jesus was going with Mary Magdalene and all kind of evil reports. Some religion says that that Jesus had a baby and secret that he took him from the cross, he wasn't dead, and he went on and married Mary Magdalene. They went and had children, all kind of nonsense. They said Paul trying to make even evil reported. The devil tried to spread reports about the Apostle Paul that he and Timothy had some kind of relationship. You know, the devil is cunning and deceptive and to attack and scandalize people's reputation name is his besetting plan. So let's help brethren, let's help sisters. They find themselves failing. Let's get back up and be restored. All right. And if they don't, then they have to continue on and pray for them. If they don't see their mistake or their failing, then you have to continue to pray for them. Okay, then. You know, the Lord talks about great is the mercy of God. We don't know until we have failures how great is the mercy of God. Now, people have weakness, and Satan knows all our weakness. That's why we are continuing in prayer day and night and in the Word of God, because the devil knows the weakness of all people. And that's the part, that's the way he's coming. Oh, yes. He's coming because the devil knows the weakness of all men. Now, if you go through the Bible and through all the kings, you know, the kings, they had some pretty wicked kings in Israel, you know. It was some, boy, that fellow was something else, you know.
Amen.
Can you hear me?
Amen.
And I was looking at, yeah. Okay. I was looking at Abraham. He told a little Abraham's lie. But it was just a little lie. They called it a little lie. He didn't mean no harm by it, but it still was less than a white lie, you know. And Moses made a great mistake. He smote the rock and said some words that kept him out of entering the promised land, but he still wound up in heaven. And so let's understand that God, the Father, and Jesus Christ is always willing to heal and restore those that come with a broken heart and a contrite spirit. All right, let's see what we can do. We better be praying and interceding for one another, because the devil is going to step up his attack. And you know, Job's wife tried to get Job to turn from the living God and curse God and die. Now, we have to be understanding that a lot of people don't have the same faith, don't have the same measure of faith and consecration. Now, Job could have said, yeah, you know, my wife, I think I just, she's right, I'll give place to her. So we have to know our place in God and be steadfast, because that friends try to get you in mess. Loved ones try to get you in snares. A lot of young Christians fall into snares because they don't listen to their pastor or the preacher or their mentor, and they fall into snares. And we have to really watch for and be careful for them, because Satan is so cunning. Yes, he is. All right. You still there? You got me, brother?
Amen. I hear you clear.
Okay. You know, the other week we was talking about faith was the principal thing, that without faith, the God's kind of faith is impossible to please God. And we was talking about that the first principle of the gospel is faith. And why you cannot build any house or any foundation without faith. Now, a lot of people jump to repentance, but faith is the beginning block. The believing part is the important part. Because your repentance won't hold fast unless your faith is in Christ. And so we never try to bypass and jump, because faith is the starting point and the building block. In everything the Lord does, it requires faith. So now, if you're going to be kept and preserved and delivered, you got to believe God. I don't care how many times you repent, you're going to have to believe God in order for his help or deliverance to come. The just shall live by faith. So a lot of people don't know the importance about the spirit of faith and the fruit of faith and the principle of faith. Understanding even better what Paul says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. I'm getting more glimpses and understanding about that statement. Without faith, it is impossible. See, you can't, your repentance is mean changing your mind, changing and turning and forsaking. But it takes faith in God and in the Holy Ghost for that to be maintained. You can't maintain it because your deliverance comes to you because of your believing what the Word of God says. So it's very important that people know the area of God's kind of faith in keeping their deliverance and causing salvation. That's a curse that Jesus said will be in the last days, called the 24th chapter. He said, "Will I find faith when I come, or when I come again? Will that people will they believe the gospel? Or are they believing on my word? Are they standing on my promises? Well, I don't know. And these people are good people, but it's your God's kind of faith that's going to make the difference. The angel messenger that comes today and has brought messages, he's spoken on the area of faith. He said, it will be according to your faith. Well, he has said that a few times. People miss it. He said, it will be unto you according to your faith. Your faith in God's word. Your trust in the promise of the gospel. So we need to emphasize the spirit of faith. Now, we talked about faith, and we're going to talk about just a couple of things about the curse of the law. The curse of the law. And the Bible talks in the Old Testament, uses this word, cursed is he. And it uses that term a lot, cursing and blessing. Cursing and blessing. And you'll see that in the Old Testament expression, under the law. And Israel was a covenant chosen people, but the covenant was enforced with either be blessings and cursing. Now, it talks on the 27th chapter of Deuteronomy 28, and it talks about this is one of the most great proclamation about faith and obedience. And it caused us to have the blessings. Israel was under the law. And we're going to find out, he says in Deuteronomy 27, 20, and he talks about 12 curses. And then he says the next chapter, 6 blessings. Blessed is you shall be. Blessed is when you come out, when you rise up, your seed. Blessed. And then he says, if you obey my voice and heed my and obey my voice and my statute and my judgment, all these blessings will come upon you. But then he said, if you do not heed my voice and my statute and commandment, walk according to me, I have given you this day, all these curses will come upon you. And he named the curses. Can you name some of the curses that he said, about 12 curses he said in Deuteronomy? How do we get from under these curses in the New Testament? How do we come from under the curses of the law of Moses? That if we violate and transgress the law, he told Israel, all these things come upon you. Now, God has not taken it back. If we violate these laws in the New Testament, this thing's going to happen too. A lot of Christians think this is because Christ redeemed us, but he didn't redeem us from, he said, from the curse of the law. He didn't say redeem us from the law. He said from the curse of the law. And that's why people misunderstand. When he said he redeemed us from the curse of the law, he didn't mean I redeem you from the law. Because the law said thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not lie, thou shalt not cheat, that's honorable. He didn't redeem you from that. He redeemed you from the curses of the law, which is called disobedience. That's what people, well, I'm redeemed from the law. No, you're not. No, you're not redeemed from the law. You have to do what the Ten Commandments say, and you have the spirit and the heart to do so. Now, the curses of the law. I jot down a few things before I came on. And the curses are opposite of blessings. Curses are disfavor and what is it called? Disfavor from God, disfavor from violating the law, causing sorrow, grief, and destruction and darkness come upon your life. But the blessings of God is just the opposite. You want to read a little something of that, brother? All right, quick. In the 26 Deuteronomy, about the cursing. How in the New Testament, how do we get from under the curse of the law? And we automatically delivered when we come to Christ from all the curses of the law. Now, we're redeemed from the curse of Adam by receiving a new nature. Because Adam brought curse in the world. What was the curse Adam brought upon all of humanity? When he partook of the tree of rebellion and treason and the knowledge of evil and good, he brought upon the human race the curse that promulgated to this day, the curse of spiritual death, physical death, and eternal death, sickness, disease, poverty, and oppression. It came upon man, and he was separated in fellowship from the living God. He was cut off. And the whole human race was under that curse because we are born with the same cursed nature of Adam. Second chapter of Ephesians, fifth chapter of Romans. We inherit the cursed nature of Adam. Now, then there is the curse of the law. It curses everyone that knoweth the law and doeth them not. How do we be redeemed from the curse of Adam and the curse of the law? Let's read. And many times our lives in the New Testament, we're operating under curses. Oh, yeah, under curses. And we'll be talking about that in the next three or four times, that even redeemed Christians who have not understood that they are redeemed, but they have to proclaim and obtain deliverance from all the curses by faith. By faith. Okay, now, have you got the Deuteronomy there? Curses of the law.
Deuteronomy chapter 2.
And read about half of them.
Okay, Deuteronomy chapter 28, starting at verse 15. But it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. Cursed shall thou be in the city, and cursed shall thou be in the field. Cursed shall be thy basket and thy store. Cursed shall be the fruit of the body of thy body and the fruit of thy land, the increase of thy kind and the flocks of thy sheep. Cursed shall thou be when thou comest in, and cursed shall thou be when thou goest out. The Lord shall send upon thee cursing, vexation, and rebuke, and all that thou settest thy hand unto for to do, until thou be destroyed, and until thou perish quickly, because of the wickedness of thy doings, whereby thou hast forsaken me. The Lord shall make the pestilence cleave unto thee, until he have consumed thee from off the land, whither thou goest to possess it. The Lord shall smite thee with a consumption, with a fever, with an inflammation, with extreme burning, and with the sword, and with blasting, and with mildew, and they shall pursue thee until thou perish. And thy heaven that is over thy head shall be brass, and the earth that is under thee shall be iron. The Lord shall make the rain of thy land powder and dust. From heaven it shall come down upon thee until thou be destroyed. The Lord shall cause thee to be smitten before thy enemies. Thou shalt go out one way against them and flee seven ways before them. And thou shalt be removed into all the kingdoms of the earth. And thy carcass shall be meat to all fowls of the air and to the beasts of the earth, and no man shall fray them away.
Okay.
The Lord will smite thee.
Yeah. Let's go to the blessing. This is the curse under the law of Moses for violating. But I want to go back and find out, are New Testament saints operating on any of these curses? Because a lot of New Testament think that God rescinded automatically these curses just because Jesus died on the cross. They are not automatically rescinded just because redemption was made. And you're going to find out that a lot of these curses that's operating upon the earth, upon sinners and saints, are still operating today. When he named those, when you name all of those curses, don't you see some of these things are still operating?
Amen.
So the Lord didn't withdraw his word just because it was unto Israel. He said, are you going to find out why? Let's go to Deuteronomy and see what he said, the blessings. If you now listen what he said about the blessing to come from under all the curses.
Deuteronomy 28:1, it said, and it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou wilt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kind, and of thy sheep. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. Blessed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shall thou be when thou goest out. The Lord shall cause thy enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee seven ways. The Lord shall command the blessing upon thee in thy storehouses and in all that thou settest thy hand unto. And he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. The Lord shall establish thee in holy people unto himself, as he hath sworn unto thee. But thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God and walk in his ways. And all the people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of thee. And the Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods, and the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy cattle, and the fruit of thy ground, in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers to give thee. The Lord shall open unto thee this good treasure, the heaven to give the rain upon thy unto thy land in his season, and to bless all the work of thy hand. And thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. And the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail, and thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath, if that thou hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day, to observe and to do them.
Now you notice that in that speaking to Israel, his people, he says, because they're under the law. Now, they was under grace and redemption. They was under redemption and the grace of Lord, yeah. Many people think that these curses are not viable today against the Christians. Now, notice what he says. If thou wert diligent, hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Now, you got to get this straight, because even though they were under the law, and we are not under the curse of the law, per se, we're still operating. These curses are still operating. Even though he came, now understand this, they're in the Old Testament. We're not under the New Covenant yet, the blood of redemption. But we're still operating, and Satan is still operating these curses upon people's lives. Now, these blessings are made available to Israel, But these blessings are also available to us. And we're going to find out that these blessings and curses can operate in Christians' lives. Now, notice what he said. If thou wilt do what? Hearken, what? Diligence? That, he hasn't rescinded that to the New Testament. But here's where faith come into, the faith come into the New Testament. Faith in God, faith in the promises. That's how you obtain them. That's how you enter into them, to faith the Christ who has redeemed you from the curse. Now, you must trust and know that Christ has redeemed you from all the curses of the law. If you do not activate your redemption and deliverance, that Christ died and rose and suffered to redeem you from all these curses, if you do not, look, you can have something available to you and not know it and not activate it. And this is why the devil wants Christians to stay ignorant what Christ redeemed them from. And as long as they don't know what Christ really redeemed them from, they are going to have these things operating their lives through ignorance. Now, the curse of the law, the curse of the law is the same thing in Adam: spiritual death, sickness, disease, poverty, oppression, and fear and affliction. These are the curse that came with Adam, and these are the curse when the law came. We're going to find out how we in the New Testament can still be afflicted by the curses of the law because we violate some of the same things they did, and there is a sowing and reaping. When you break or violate, you still reap, sow and reap. Now, if you don't think that it's a violation in the Old Testament and it's God, you're not going to reap anything in the New Testament because Christ died. No, you have to, through faith and knowing what you're redeemed from, to stop the enemy. Knowing, even though Christ died to redeem us from the curse of the law, if you do not secure, it's just like the sinner. If he doesn't know that Christ died to save from his sin, he don't get saved. If he doesn't come to the Lord and believe that Christ died for your sin and rose again, he will not be delivered from the curse of spiritual death. See? Now, listen. Faith enters it. Faith comes by hearing the word of God. So if a sinner, the major curse, which you are under the sin of Adam, if you don't believe the gospel, you will not be delivered from that curse of spiritual death. Well, hearing the gospel, you're saved because you dare to believe. Now, what about the other curses? The curses that go with violating the law. Well, we're going to see a little bit here how faith works in the New Testament. How faith and knowledge brings you out from under these curses. Notice what he said at the beginning. This is the principle. And this applies, this principle applies because God is the same, unchanging. His nature and character is the same. If thou wilt diligently hearken. Now, go back to that. If thou wilt do what? Thou wilt diligently hearken. That applies to the New Testament. It's operating in a different way. But if thou wilt diligent hearken. What's the same commandment in the New Testament? Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart. That's in the Old Testament. And thy neighbor as thyself. That's the law of love and the law of faith. Well, does it apply just to the old and the new? Well, yeah. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all of thy heart and all thy might, soul, and strength. And thy neighbor as thyself. Was that in the old? Was that everlasting to everlasting? Yes, it applies always. Well, let's understand when you violate the law. Well, the laws of God, we're not under the law. You are, but you're not under the curse of the law. The law, the Ten Commandments, have to be fulfilled and was fulfilled in Christ, and Christ in you fulfilled these. That's why you're given a new nature. You're given a new nature in Christ. The sin nature is the curse. The sin nature is the curse of Adam. Now, when you violate the law of God, like Israel did, Satan will activate something against you. Now, okay, let's get this straight. Blessed, you know what he said and before all of these, if thou were diligent. Did he say something about if thou were diligent?
Amen.
Brother Nate. Read that. If thou were diligent. Now, what was the stipulation about the blessing? What's the stipulation of the law? Is the stipulation the same in the Old and New Testament? Or let's see what the stipulation is about obedience. You want to read that, brother?
Deuteronomy 28:1. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth.
Now.
And all these blessings. Okay.
All these blessings would have taken. Now, in the New Testament, what do we have to hearken to? The gospel, right?
Amen.
Now, we still have to hearken to the voice of the Lord God, which is the voice of the gospel of Jesus Christ. If you do not hearken to all that he's in the gospel, which, then what do you think will be activated against you? Well,
amen.
Now, if you do not believe, let's go, about redeem you from the curse of the law. Because a lot of people think we were redeemed from the law of God. Thou shalt honor thy mother and thy father. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not murder. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not do this. Well, has he taken that back? Has he rescinded that? No, he has not. But how is that fulfilled in the New Testament? Christ in you. Christ in you. It's that fulfillment. Hallelujah. Now you are capable of loving the Lord with all of your heart, spirit, soul, and body, and walking in the new man. But listen here. Is that curse automatically rescinded? Let's go back. Let's go to, what is that, Colossians, brother? What is that, Colossians 3:11? Let me see. What is that? No, that's Galatians.
Like Galatians 3:13?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now look what Christ came to do. And get that straight.
Okay, and Galatians 3:14.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Christ have redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, but it's written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree.
That is one of the most important scriptures. And if Christians want to know about getting the victory from under curses, see, sickness, disease, affliction, poverty, oppression, fear, are they blessings?
No.
Oh, really? Okay. The devil is still the same devil. I understand this. He's the same devil in the Old Testament, New Testament. God is the same God, but we have a new covenant now under Christ through the blood, and he's telling the new believers in Christ the curses of the law, we are redeemed from the curse of the law. Did it say we were redeemed from the law?
Oh, it said the curse of the law.
What's the difference from being redeemed from the law and redeemed from the curse of the law? He tells you the next verse. Cursed is everyone that hangeth on the tree. Christ became a curse for us. Huh?
Amen.
It said, now what did he become? He bare the curse. The curse that was Adam's, the curse of the law and Adam, we were redeemed from, but not automatically. Nothing is automatically. You're not automatically saved, are you? You're not automatically redeemed, are you?
No, you're not.
Until you exercise faith and believe the promise. Is that right?
Amen.
If you do hear the gospel and don't believe, then what?
Then you be lost.
So you have to even though Christ had died for the whole world, you're not automatically saved, are you?
Amen.
Even though it's available for everybody, right?
That's right.
It's based on whosoever will believe on me shall have eternal life. Now, that's a curse of spiritual death and eternal death. Now, you exercise faith to believe that you're redeemed from Adam's curse and for the curse of the law, which is spiritual death and eternal death. Now, and physical death. Later on, you'll get your new body. Later on, you don't get it now. Hallelujah. But if you are redeemed, how do you lay hold upon the redemption? The Bible said in what, 4:20? Abraham was a type of showing us how faith operates. How faith operates. What, Romans 4:20? Abraham believed before Christ died and before he even came into the world. And he believed on him and he obtained the promise. How? Because he believed. That's how it, see, Abraham, even though before the gospel came, he believed on him, on the promise, even though it was 1,800 years in the future. It said Abraham believed and was counted to him to be heir of righteousness, which is a righteousness by faith. Now, he attained the promise that way, Romans 4:20. He obtained the promise before it even was manifested in Christ and his birth and death. He believed the promise before it even came to pass, before Christ even died, before he even hung on the cross, before he rose again. How did he obtain it? By faith. How do you attain righteousness with God? Because he trusted and believed the promise. He obtained the promise. No one is automatically redeemed from all the curses of the law. Sickness, you notice how Christians come to Christ, they're not automatically redeemed from all sickness and disease. You notice that?
Amen.
Now, some people get saved and they get healed at the same time, right? And get delivered. But you know that a lot of people, even though they get spiritually renewed and saved, their minds or their physical or their finances is not yet redeemed, are they? Why not automatically?
Right.
Why don't they automatically become millionaires or delivered from curses of fame and poverty or afflictions or disease automatically? Why are they not automatically? Since we are under the New Testament. Because, look what it says now. Christ paid the price and gave his life and bare our iniquity and became a curse for us. It became sin in our place and bare our iniquity. But you're not automatically redeemed until you know and believe. What did I say? Know and believe and obtain. Know and believe and obtain. And proclaim. Know, believe, obtain, and proclaim. What did I say? Know, believe, obtain, and proclaim. That's why I said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. So I wonder, why do you have to confess and believe it? Because that's the only way you're going to get it, baby, in most cases. Hallelujah. Let the redeemed, in other words, believe and say so.
Amen.
Oh, you mean tell me all these things are not automatic? You mean the curse of the law, of all those things you read over there in Deuteronomy, it's affecting Christians
yeah.
today?
Amen.
Well, why are they affecting Christians if it's automatically? Because what do they violate? They don't believe and they don't know that those things should not be operating in their lives. They don't know and believe that these things, Christ has redeemed us from this that was operating in the law, and we're still violating. And the Lord said, I redeem you from those things. Now, you notice that in the Old Testament, they were told to love, like I said, the Lord God with all their heart and might and strength. Now, if you were diligent, hearken to my voice. In the New Testament, the same commandment of loving the Lord with all your heart, your God, and strength, and walking according to the gospel is the freedom road. But it's not automatic. Okay, we're going to stop there, and we'll get on the next about obtaining the curses, the redemption from the law that we spoke of in Deuteronomy. But he said, all of these blessings I will give you. Now, notice what he says. They could receive all these blessings in the Old Testament. They could have them in the Old Testament. Why don't we automatically have them in the New Testament? Okay. Why do not we have them when they were under the Old Testament of bulls and goats and heifers, and the real redemption through the Lamb of God had not come? Well, we are under the new covenant, and we are under a better covenant. We have a better promise, but why do the Christians do not automatically have these? Well, because it's something that we don't know. It's something we don't understand. This is where faith comes in. The Abraham type faith, the Jesus type faith. It's called the redemption gospel faith, to be redeemed from the curses of Adam and the law. Well, the devil said, if y'all want to be ignorant, I will work on you up and going if y'all Christian want to be ignorant of what you're redeemed from, and lay hold on it, and hearken diligent to the voice of the Lord thy God. Just like I told them, if they hearken diligent to the voice of my promises and walk in them, you know when it said the just shall walk by faith and live by faith?
Amen.
Okay, I got to let the sisters get in here now before I get, because it's a lot more to operating against these curses that's operating in the New Testament against believers, and it's not automatically. Okay, I ain't got this clock. Where we at now? Are we under?
Okay, so
we got 30 minutes left.
Right.
Okay, it's time for our handmaiden, and we say salutation to our dear sisters around the world, and a lot of them didn't have what we call a festival Thanksgiving with food left over like we have, and we should remember those who are not necessary on hallowed grounds, and they have curses in their land, they have curses on their crops, they have curses in their waters, how those curses are going to be broken, they starving, they got blight, famines, they got disease, oppression, how are those curses be broken? Here's where the gospel come in. Here's where the gospel of Christ comes in. Okay. We'll talk about that, how these people over in the different lands, the land is cursed, the water is cursed, the nation's under curse. Freedom, liberty, the gospel of Christ. It's not a religion. It is not a religion. They have religions in these lands. Many of these people got all kind of religions. We'll talk about that, how the curse is going to be lifted and broken. All right, sisters, evangelist, missionary, and elder evangelist Reuben. Hello.
Amen.
Brother Reuben. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And we say hello to Brother Kevin and Brother Emmanuel and to all the brethren. Okay, Brother Nate, you said you had a comment on that before. I didn't want to leave you out, brother. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, brother. I mean, you was bringing it out quite well. I agree with you 100% on that, that people think that it is automatic. Well, let me get more specific. Some Christians believe that it's automatic. And, you know, brother, some Christians think because they're saved that sin changes and that it doesn't bring curses. And so they don't think it applies to even to them. We want to welcome
okay.
all our sister here. God bless you, sister.
God bless you, brothers. God bless you. Amen to the word. Lord Jesus, break these curses on my life. Amen. Oh, Lord, deliverance, deliverance. Amen. Thank God for the word.
The word deliverance in the New Testament,
yes.
it's mostly deliverance is in the Old Testament too. But
amen.
It's deliverance, the word deliverance is not just talking about your spiritual man only. That's
amen.
That's the key.
Mm-hmm.
That's the key. Being a made a new in Christ, a new spiritual man
yes,
in
Lord.
Christ. That's the key
oh,
to everything.
Yes.
But it doesn't stop
yes.
there. The devil wants us to stop right there. Oh, I got Jesus in me.
Mm-hmm.
But all these curses and all these sorrows and all these afflictions and all these griefs and all that that's permeated in my household, oh, I just have to accept that. Oh, that's the way it is, okay?
Mm-hmm.
No. You don't know the purpose of the gospel. Most people just think that Jesus is satisfied with getting you in the family. He is greatly, greatly satisfied. But then it agrees him. We don't understand what he completely paid a price for, what he suffered for. We think he just made this one. And so the devil said, oh, these ignorant Christians, they don't know nothing. They just, you know, they're just religious. They don't know what Christ really suffered for. And what he became sin for, they don't know. Poor little children. Just keep them ignorant. Beat them to death. Whoop them. Take everything. Make them poor. Make them beggarly. Make them neck bone Christians. Just let them accept all this stuff. Just let them accept all this is good. We're gonna whoop them down the road, and we're going to do all that stuff. We're going to have them on the street begging as Christians. You know, a Christian ain't supposed to be begging on no street. He's not be homeless. He may go through a test. God may let him go through a test to prove his faith, like he did Job. But you notice that even Job was in the New Testament, he had none of these curses operating in his life.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Now,
amen.
Here we are in the New Testament. We got a better covenant. A better sacrifice with better promises. You know what it said, Brother Nate? A better 8th chapter of Hebrews said we have a better covenant, made a better ministry, on better promises, on a better sacrifice. If Job could have all of that on the old covenant, and what do that tell us? We just look at the. You know, when we look at Job, we just look at the suffering part. We don't look at the other part. We should look at what the other part he was enjoying.
Amen.
Job, and we always talk about Job, as poor as Job was not poor.
No.
Poor as Job,
Amen.
Turkey and all. He had more turkeys than you ever had. I mean, he was... What are you talking about? He was put to a test, and all the affliction and the curses came from Satan.
Yeah.
If the Lord had wanted him to be afflicted, diseased, oppressed, and fearful, he would have had that. But it said Job had none of that upon his life.
Amen.
Just stop it. Well, how do you obtain that under the Old Testament? And we have a better covenant, built on better promise in the 8th chapter of Hebrew. Why can't we have those things? Well, that's kind of, if they were under the Old Covenant, where they sacrificed goats and heifers and all that, and we got the real deal, the blood of Jesus, the life of Jesus, wait a minute now. We got a better covenant, better promises. How can Job have that? How can he have perfect health? I mean, wait a minute now, hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he lacked nothing. It said that Job didn't lack anything.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right, brother?
Mm-hmm.
Brother?
That's right.
So the devil must be playing a game on us, conning us, or keeping us ignorant of something. So we got to open our eyes to what the gospel of Christ is all about. Oh, wow. Now, ask yourself, why did Jesus immediately start operating in 1038? He went everywhere healing all that were sick and oppressed of the devil. Well, all those things that's on the people must have been a blessing, right?
Amen.
Well, why was he going around? Wait a minute now. Why was he going everywhere and it brought him oppressed people, sick people, bound people, crippled people, leper people, people with mental disease, mental oppression, poverty, oppression? Well, wait a minute now. Why did he leave these blessings on the people?
No.
Well, amen. If the Bible said in the 8th chapter of Hebrews, we are redeemed, not with silver and gold, as Peter says, or by we have a better sacrifice, the Lamb of God, not in any animal, but the Lamb of God. The devil's been cheating us and robbing us. Okay, we're going to find out. We've been accepting the lie. Well, I'm not under the curse. Oh, you ain't, huh? Oh, okay. All right, that's good. That's good. That's good. I'm glad to hear that. The devil will be glad to hear that, too. Uh-huh. Okay, then. So I had to get that over with. I'm sorry. Because these curses of the law are still operating.
Yeah. Amen.
Against us by the devil.
Amen.
That's one-eyed, broke wing, slimy snake, creeping, crawling devil is a deceiving devil. I see why he's called the great deceiver.
Amen.
He been lying to Christians because he been lying to Christians because of traditions and thoughts of men. He been lying and getting away with a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Amen.
He been conning people.
Mm-hmm.
Ask yourself, why should a sinner be living longer than a Christian and he don't have no problem with his many of them? And I'm a Christian and redeemed. Well, wait a minute, this don't sound right. Why is he be having all the benefits and I'm just having a Job turkey poverty stuff? Wait a minute now. That ain't the way it's supposed to be. That's not the way what God planned it. God did not ordain that. Listen, we're going to have to really believe all of the gospel and have our eyes open. And come into full redemption. I call it coming into full redemption.
Amen. Yes. Amen.
All right. All right, sister. Because what did Christ, why did he become sin and become a curse? You notice what he said in Galatians? He became a curse for us.
Mm-hmm.
He became sin, a sacrifice for us, that we might be redeemed from the curse of the law.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, we don't, in the New Testament, because you don't see the word curse, oh, we're free from all of that. Oh, yeah, automatically you are. That's why you're not, you don't see none of these curses operating on Christians. You don't see them operate. Even some sinners don't have some of these other curses. They're just on the curse of Adam. But you see, oh, wait a minute, bro. Why don't you operate on this curse and this curse? Wow. Mm-hmm. You know what the devil did? The first curse and plague he hit Job with was what? Then he hit him with another one, and he hit him with another one. What was his curse and his plague?
Yep. Was his children.
And why did Jesus in the gospel, and this is in the gospel, New Testament, immediately when he got his ministry started, the first thing he began to preach and teach. And the reason that Jesus did more teaching than preaching, he did more teaching because teaching is the key. He preached And he teach. You notice that Jesus taught more than he preached. And there's a reason.
Amen.
Because we need our understanding open.
Amen. True enough.
And clarifying truth. The elementary of the truth. Hallelujah. Okay, Sister Anderson, I give you the tail end. It said, I know we're not supposed to be the tail, but I'm giving you the tail end.
Oh, that's all right then, brother. God bless you. Thank God for the word. I don't mind at all, because the Lord has been, I've been studying. The Lord has been dealing with me on a lot of things, because, you know, we have not because we don't act. And I thank and I praise the Lord, and been dealing with me on putting on that full armor and letting me know that because we pray and we act for it, we don't get it all at once, because we wouldn't know what to do if we got all at once. But that it is a continuance work to be done, and the Lord had given it to me. And he's been dealing a lot with me with the natural along with the spiritual, that putting on the full armor, it comes in layers and layers. And I just thank and I praise the Lord. And again, and tonight on this word, and thank and I praise the Lord, because I have been reading and writing why the blood is so important. And, you know, so the Lord has been, you know, dealing with me on that. It's because of the blood. And one thing is because of the blood of Jesus Christ that we've been loose, because we've been captive. And we have let ourselves, in a lot of cases, be captive. But how through the blood that we can become free, through the blood that we can obtain the authority, through the blood that we can bind that Satan, because of it, because of the blood. And I just thank and praise him too. And because of the blood that, as the word that just gone forth, that we were redeemed, Christ redeemed us from that curse of the law. I did catch it in the word. It didn't say the law. He redeemed us from that curse of that law. And I just thank and praise the Lord for the word that went forth.
Yeah. The blood of Jesus called the atonement.
Yes.
It's very important to understand this. Because Jesus was the sin sacrifice and became a curse.
Yes.
He fulfilled it. The only way he could really bring this to pass, he had to rise from the dead.
Yes.
If he doesn't rise from the dead, it cannot come to pass our redemption or our restoration.
Mm-hmm.
That's why the devil had to keep him in the grave, because if he kept him in the grave, it would still have been over with, because we could not rise again. We cannot be raised again. So the devil fears the birth, death, and the resurrection. Now, you know what? Go through the world today. They're trying to destroy the birth, the death, and the resurrection of Christ, because that's where the gospel is seated on. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
He got to destroy and denounce the power of the blood of the Lamb of God. It takes away the sins of the world. And then he got to come say that Jesus did not rise from the dead. That's why most religions who are considered false religions deny the virgin birth, the death, and the resurrection. Notice that the devil is after the blood and the atonement and the resurrection and the blood and the virgin birth, because if he wasn't born by a virgin, then he was under sin, just like we were.
Yeah.
Amen.
See, this is why we got to understand how the Antichrist is going to work to this, deceiving all flesh.
Amen.
Yeah. And we don't talk enough about the blood and the resurrection. Even the many churches now don't talk a lot about the blood anymore, the atonement. Don't declare the power of the blood and the resurrection. Notice that because that means you have to go from there to holiness. And so the devil don't want you to think about going from there to holiness.
Mm-hmm.
Through the blood
down,
of Christ
down.
And the resurrection. And see, the devil want to say, well, the devil, I was drawing some notes here, and I was just about 30 minutes ago, I usually don't, but I jot these notes here. I was talking about the curse, and I really didn't want to necessarily talk about the curse of the law, but it's just like I have to talk because the devil has been cheating me and robbing me, my family, my children, everybody, all believers, just been robbing, just
mm-hmm.
robbing, just cheating, just robbing and cheating and robbing. And so we got, 5 minutes to pray for Mr. Trump, for his family, for Mr. Biden and Kamala Harris, for your mayor, your governor, and for the people in the restoration, that the Lord would send healing and deliverance.
Mm. Yes, Jesus.
Can I get an agreement or something there out there?
Amen.
Can I get somebody,
Amen.
As they say,
yes.
touch and agree with me?
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
All right.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Pray for Sister Helen that she's coming through with, she has some attack in her home. Family members are attacked with this so-called virus. And so let's believe in her behalf.
Amen.
No, listen. No, I can't say that because that would be offensive. I say enough stuff that offend people, so I got to cut some of it short. I got to become a diplomat, Brother Nate, like you and Brother Robert, diplomat, okay?
Okay. All right. They're kind of running out there, brother.
I got to become the voice of reasoning and, and niceness, okay? Now, Lord Jesus,
okay. Yes, Lord.
We thank you. What should we be thanking you for? Thanking you for the opportunity.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
To reach out
yes.
to nations of the earth, to our neighbors who are near and far, and to our sisters and women of God who are bearing much under the oppression, those that don't have husbands of wives and fathers and dead and sickness and disease, and they're raising their families by themselves, the women. And the Lord, we reach out to them. Those that under land where there's a curse operating over the land, over the nation, over their lives, Lord, let us speak about what Jesus has said about breaking that curses and those curses.
Yes,
because this is the hope of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We come to bring them hope through the everlasting gospel, not religion,
mm-hmm.
but the faith that overturns
yes,
the curses that operate, even the curse of sin and death, spiritual death. Today,
Jesus.
Lord Jesus, you have given us life in America, and we have
yes.
plenty. But our feast is not in a turkey. Our feast is in the
yes.
gift of the Son of God was given to
Amen.
Us.
Amen.
And the gift that we should be thankful for. And for this
yes,
nation
yes.
in America, which we have planted, we should be thankful for. For the liberty we have on this talk blog to share hope, life, and deliverance in Christ. That life can be changed and delivered. And to everyone that's listening, you can find renewed hope. If you just call on Jesus and say, here I am. Give me
Jesus.
Hope. Give me redemption. Come
my
transform
life.
My life. Save to the uttermost.
Yes.
Make me a part of your family.
Yes.
Take me in your arm, your bosom. Give me renewed hope. Deliver me.
Yes.
And Lord Jesus,
yes.
help me, Lord, to walk, follow the path. Find a
yes.
place of worship in Christ. And baptize in Jesus' name and be filled with the Holy Ghost. Lord,
yes,
direct
amen.
My way. And this coronavirus, Lord, we know that you are the life giver And we thank you that you are the restorer, because when you hit the earth as the Son of Man, you heal all that were afflicted, and all that brought to you, you deliver them. You're the same Jesus. You're the same Lord.
Mm-hmm.
You
yes,
have
Lord.
Made your gospel the same. Not another gospel, but the gospel that Peter, Paul, and John preached and taught and delivered.
Yeah.
Today, the curses must be broken with faith in Christ and his death, his blood, and resurrection victory. We declare the victory. Reach out to the victor, Jesus Christ, today. Reach out to the victor, to our Lord Jesus Christ, and take hold to him. Believe that he's standing near to help you and call upon his name.
Yes,
thank you, Lord Jesus, for hearing their cry. Thank you for coming to their rescue, lifting them and cursing death and cursing the spirit of death in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
And amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
See you tomorrow night.
Thank you, Jesus. God
praise
bless.
The Lord.
Amen.
Thank God for another blessed broadcast. And as my brother said, don't forget tomorrow night. Another Heart to Heart with Brother Lee and the Handmaidens. Look for the advertisement at 7 o'clock p.m. So once again, we thank God for all you've been listening. As for Brother Lee and Sister Anderson, this Brother Nate, we love you. God bless you and God keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless.
Amen. Amen. God bless.